The Average Network takes you to Sacrificial California to the Governor's office. There we find Governor Schwarzenegger, Pete Wilson, Cruz Bustamante, and a certain prisoner who is asking for a pardon. This is Chapter 5 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento.
You all gotta let me go, man. You know you do. On account I'm innocent, and the system done it all, man. I'm a victim. We all victims, man.
That's very interesting, but everyone says you are crazy, Mr. Manson.
Manson, don't you get it, man? I'm the son of man. You just locked up and threw away, because, like, you don't want to know where your kids and the aliens are. And I'm here, man. I'm Jesus, man's son. You get it? You can't deny me, man. You can feel my power. I was put here to be the second messenger, man. You dig? Do you know where I'm at? So I learned my lesson. You ought to let me go. I can help the children like I was meant to.
Thank you for your presentation, Mr. Manson.
You can call me Charlie, Governor, dude.
Thank you, Charlie. We will let you know in a couple of weeks.
It's getting lonely up to the prison, all them folks you let out.
Well, I wouldn't worry, Mr. Manson. You've been a model prisoner.
Hey, you kind of pudgy, ain't you, boy?
Now, Mr. Manson, you mustn't go poking the Lieutenant Governor.
I don't mean nothing, man. I'm cool, you know.
It's okay, and if you do get out, we can get you a job at Walmart as a greeter.
Well, I'd like that. I'm good with kids, man. I could sing at them. Here's one of my songs. Kill all the rich pigs, toss them in a stew. Don't let none get away, no matter what you do. Slash their throats with straight razors, make them jump up with our tasers. Kill
well,
all the rich
he seems
pigs,
like a nice man and talented. Man.
Well, most of the people he killed were liberals, Arnold.
Hey!
Oh, sorry, Cruz. I said liberals, not Democrats.
Hollywood liberals, Pete. But I think he may have learned his lesson.
I hope so. It costs a lot keeping him in prison. Is that it for pardons today?
There's some kid out here who was supplying marijuana to his grandmother. She had cancer and glaucoma. Oh, too bad. She went blind, then died about 10 years ago.
Well, then he won't be in a hurry to get out. He's only got 5 more years to serve. He can wait.
And there's about 3 more tomorrow.
Cruz, could you go stand in the corner and put your hands over your ears?
Uh-oh, you're going to talk about money again, aren't you?
Cruz, stop that. You're embarrassing, Arnold.
Sorry. Okay.
He's going to borrow 15 or 18 billion, depending on the terms.
Well, that won't cut it, Arnold.
Well, most of this debt is stuff you ran up. Gray didn't know about most of this.
Oh, sure he did. Sure he did. He didn't.
So how much should we be borrowing?
Well, Arnold, here.
35 billion?
35 billion? Madre de Dios!
Cruz, hands over ears.
Sorry.
Pete, where are we going to get 35 billion? I already gave back the Cortex.
The Bill Gates.
Bill Gates? Talk to me.
Well, Bill gives us the money, and if we default, he gets to, foreclose and to rename the place the Microsoft California Experience and move the capital over to Silicon Valley.
Well, that sounds pretty reasonable. What kind of interest?
Well, 32%.
That's kind of steep, but if you say so, I guess it's okay. We talk to him.
Gray was right. You guys are crazy.
Hands over ears, Cruz. You wouldn't be getting a cut if we borrowed that money, would you, Pete?
No, of course not, Arnold. Don't be 5%. I was going to give you half.
5%? That's over $1 billion. I better get a cut.
You guys are just plain dishonest.
Don't shut up, Cruz. Here's $100.
Well, I didn't hear anything.
That's better.
Huh? Next time, in Chapter 6 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento, further stuff will occur. This program was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were hand-laundered and dried at low settings, then folded by our own Mr. Otto, a licensed celebrity impersonation folder and truck farmer from Satakoy. This is Pablo T. Flies asking you to stay tuned.